They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madrid channel, welcome once again in our series World of Angels, in which we learn about the angels, we gain information about the angels, about their affairs, about the events that take place in relation to the angels, about their names, about their quantity, and about other amazing and astonishing events in relation to the angels. So the question that was asked at the end of last episode was, what is the real name of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam? And the correct answer is Abdullah. The real name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is Abdullah. As we participate and we watch this series, it's advisable that if we keep hold of a notebook and a pen and note down the important points, inshaAllah, it will help us in memorizing what we learn. My dear Islamic brothers, you would remember that in the last episode, we gained a lot of informative knowledge about the chief of angels, the head of angels, Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. We learned that along with being the head of all angels, he was also blessed with presenting himself in the court of prophets various times, alayhim as-salatu wasalam. However, before we learn any more about Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, let's listen to a virtue of Durood-e-Paak, which is also in relation to an angel. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam said, there is an angel of Allah azza wa jal, whom he azza wa jal has blessed with the power of listening to the voices of the whole creation. That angel will be appointed at my grave, and whomsoever would recite Durood upon me until the day of judgment, he will present their names along with their parents' names to me. He will say that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, son of so and so has recited Durood upon you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you see that this is just an angel who is appointed at the grave of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Meaning, he is just a servant and is appointed on the task that whomsoever recites durood upon Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of judgment, he will present their names along with the names of their parents in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When this is the level of power of the servant and custodian appointed at the blessed grave of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, that can hear the durood from all around the world and knows the names of those who recite durood sharif along with the names of their parents, then just imagine what would be the listening power and the power in general of noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who's the king of all prophets, who's the king of the whole mankind, of the whole creation. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Aziz bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the title of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam among angels is Khadim-e-Rab. So the laqab, the title of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam among angels is Khadim-e-Rab. What a great status and excellence. Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam possesses, that his title, his laqab is Khadime Rab. He is the only angel who has been blessed with this title, with the title of Khadime Rab. There's no other angel who's been given this title, this laqab. And the closeness that he alayhi salam possesses in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, no other angel possesses so. Therefore, his title and name among angels is Khadime Rab, and he is known to be the most closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I saw Jibreel descending. I saw that both his arms had covered the edges of the sky. Furthermore, he had very exquisite and thin clothes on, in which were embedded rubies and pearls. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, I want to see you in real physical appearance. We mentioned in the last episode that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam presented himself in the course of various prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, but no prophet saw Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his real physical appearance. But the status and excellence of Aqa alayhi salam is such that he alayhi salatu wasalam saw Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his real appearance, physical appearance, twice. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam that I want to see you in your true, in your real physical appearance. He asked, do you desire it? Aqa alayhi salam replied, yes. He said that meet me in Baqi Sharif on so and so date at night time. So dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, do you know what Baqi Sharif is? It is the blessed graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafam wa Ta'zeema. Various Sahaba Kiram alayhim wa ridwan are resting there. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with martyrdom in Madina Munawwara too. And may we be blessed with burial in Baqi Sharif as well. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said that meet me in Baqi Sharif on so and so date at night time. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to meet him in Baqi Sharif as per it was decided. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam spread one of his wings among his wings, which covered the whole horizon of the sky, to the extent that nothing in the sky could be seen because of that wing. This is how huge one wing of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is. Just imagine, my dear Sami brothers, that only one wing of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam covered the whole horizon, covered everything, and nothing in the sky could be seen just because of one wing which covered the entire sky. And in the last episode we heard that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam had 600,000 wings. 600,000 wings, and this was the state of only one wing. Similarly, Hazrat Sayyidina Ammar ibn Abi Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said in the court of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that I want to see Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his real appearance. So Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is asking in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam that I want to behold Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his true appearance. Now, if anyone asked anything in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would never say no to him. So it was requested in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam that let me behold Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his true real physical appearance. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that you do not possess the power to behold him. However, he insisted that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make me behold him. I want to behold him. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, okay, sit down. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, sit down. Now, when the time of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's arrival approached, he descended from the sky to Kaaba Sharif. He sat on a wood which was present in Kaabatullah Sharif. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that behold Hazrat Jibreel. When Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu raised his gaze, he looked at the feet of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which were made of dark green pearls. Just by looking at them, Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala no, fell unconscious on the ground. This was the magnificence of beholding Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, by just beholding the blessed feet of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, which were made of dark pearls, dark green pearls, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala no, fell unconscious on the ground. And imagine the powers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That at one side, Amir Hamza, a sahabi, a great companion, a great sahabi like Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is falling unconscious just by looking at the feet of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, we have beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who beholds Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam in his true physical appearance, not once, but twice, my dear Islamic brothers. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has this power, has this ability given from Allah Azza wa Jal to behold Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Forget about Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, my dear Islamic brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on Shabi Mi'raj beheld Allah Azza wa Jal with the eyes of his head. What else can we say about the powers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? If the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can behold the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal, then what can we say about beholding Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam in his true physical appearance? That's nothing in comparison to what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had seen on Shabi Mi'raj. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that when I wanted to behold Jibreel, I saw him wrapped around with the curtains of Kaaba. He was saying, "Oh Wajid, Oh Majid, Oh Allah." Meaning, "Ya Wajid, Ya Majid, Ya Allah, the bounties you've blessed me with, keep them upon me forever." Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I often saw him in this state, even though he is ma'soom. In fact, he is the chief of ma'soom angels. So what we learn from it is that we shall always keep asking Allah Azza wa Jal for bounties, and we shall always keep appreciating them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's given us the ni'mas, He Azza wa Jal can also take them away. Those who don't thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the favors that they have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes those favors back from them. So we shall always be fearful from the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal about ourselves, and we shall always thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the bounties that He Azza wa Jal has blessed us with. So when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beheld Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, his height was neither very tall nor very short. He was dressed in white clothes. And you know, my dear Islamic brothers, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam liked white clothes immensely. So we should try to wear white clothes often. So the dress of Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam was embellished with jewels and rubies. His face was white like ice, and his front teeth were extremely bright and shining. And there is a beautiful necklace of pearls in his neck. And between his 600 wings of red rubies, the distance was a journey of 500 years. His neck was long and beautiful. His feet are red and calves are yellow. Those wings that he flies with are made of saffron, and their count has also been mentioned to be 70,000. These wings are from head to toe. And let me tell you, my dear Islamic brothers, another astonishing fact, that it is, which is very interesting, that every single wing out of 70,000 wings of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam has a moon and star on it. So every single wing of 70,000 wings of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salam has a moon and stars on it. There is a sun in between both of His eyes. So, my dear Swami Brothers, among various amazing facts and events of angels and Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in particular, we learn that out of 70,000 wings of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, every single wing of his consists of a moon and stars. And there is a sun between both of his eyes. What would be that vision, my dear Swami Brothers? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal created Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam 500 years after Sayyiduna Mikail alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is also very important fact to know. Please listen to it very carefully. That every day Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam performs ghusl in the lake of paradise. Then he alayhi salatu wa salam shakes his wings. And Allah Azza wa Jal creates one angel from every single drop of it. Then that angel performs tawaf of Baitul Ma'mur. There is another similar narration narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam performs ghusl from the lake of Noor every day, which is situated at the right side of Arsh. Hence, his Noor increases much more than before. Similarly, his beauty increases as well. You see what great excellence he possesses. When he shakes his wings, from every single wing of his, 70,000 drops fall. Then Allah Azza wa Jal creates 70,000 angels from every single drop. From those angels, every day, 70,000 angels go to Baitul Ma'mur and 70,000 angels go to Baitullah Sharif to Khana Kaaba. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madri channel, we see what greatness, what amazing splendor Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam possesses. And at the same time, how the creation of angels is being done every moment, every day, and how abundantly they exist. What shan, what qudrat of my Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal there is. We come to know, we get an idea, we get a gist of the total number of angels, which is beyond count. It is beyond our intellect. Our intellect cannot comprehend to the amount of angels that exist. It is beyond our comprehension. That Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, when they shake their wings from every wing, from the drops that fall from the wings, from every drop, 70,000 angels are created. And 70,000 among those go to Baitul Ma'mur and 70,000 from those go to Ka'batullah Sharif. Allah Allah. What can we say about the greatness of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam? All this reflect to the shan of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, our Creator. What shan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. All these events show us one glimpse. No one can reach to the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it shows us a small glimpse to the extent of Qudra, to the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to another astonishing, amazing narration. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that there are two angels in the sky. One of them performs hardness and the other performs softness. Whereas both are right to do what they do. First one is Jibreel and second is Mikael. Allah Azza wa Jal has placed hardness in the nature of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and softness in the nature of Sayyiduna Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said that there are two prophets. One performs hardness and the other performs softness. First one is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and the second is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam performs hardness and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam performs softness. So some have hardness in their nature and some have softness in their nature. And beloved Prophet ﷺ further said that I have two friends. One among them performs softness and one performs hardness. The first one is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and the second one is Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal placed softness in the nature of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and hardness in the nature of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. May it not be the fact that now you start becoming hard on your households after listening to this narration by saying that this is the way of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, this is the way of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. This shouldn't be the case, my dear Sami brothers. Please remember that even if these righteous predecessors alayhimu salam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, if they had any hardness in their nature, it was solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if they would get angry, it would be for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would never get angry for their own nafs, for their own sake. In fact, they would even forgive their enemies. They would forgive their bloodthirsty enemies. So being hard and harsh is not good, because our hardness revolves around our nafs and on things such as we didn't get food on time, this didn't happen, that didn't happen, I didn't want this. So our hardness and our harshness revolves around our nafs, around these things. Whereas the hardness which was mentioned in the narration earlier, the hardness which is mentioned on behalf of Sidra Nuh alayhi salam and Sidra Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we shall not be deceived, because that hardness and harshness is not what we think. That harshness and that hardness is solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, is solely for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, is solely for the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, Sidra Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Sidra Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, they would even forgive the bloodthirsty enemies of theirs. They would serve the humanity. This is following their footsteps. So if we really and truly want to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, then we need to be kind to our relatives. Then we need to be kind to our households, to our children, to the mother of our children, so on and so forth. Only then we can say that we are following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, not by being hard on our households. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this was our episode about Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, about their greatness, about their virtues. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, within these two episodes we've tried to summarize the greatness, the excellences, the virtues of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to understand what great rank they possess in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how great they are, what great splendors they possess. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will come up with a new topic about a new angel, but which angel that would be, this would be a surprise for you. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will find this out in our next week's episode. As per our normal routine, InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, at the end of today's episode, let's listen to one kufriya aqeedah, one kufriya belief about angels, in relation to angels. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So today's kufriya belief is that if someone writes the name of Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil or Israel, the four Muqarrab angels, which we learnt in our previous episodes, that these four angels are known as Muqarribin. Who are they? Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil and Israel alayhimu salatu wasalam. They are the most closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. So if someone writes the name of Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil or Israel alayhimu salam and throws it in filth with the intention of disrespect, then such person will become a disbeliever. Such person will go out of the folds of Islam. Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has mentioned this ruling in his remarkable book, Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein. Sawal Jawab. You can read this ruling in detail over there, along with various other beliefs and rulings on the same subject. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, the last segment of our episode, which is the question of the day. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, at the end of every episode, we ask a question about the episode which we've just viewed. So, inshallah Azawajal, today's question, what is today's question? Today's question is that which are the two angels in the sky who performs hardness and softness in their affairs? Which are the two angels in the sky that perform hardness and softness in their affairs? Inshallah Azawajal, the answer, the correct answer of this question will be given in the beginning of next week's episode. Please try to test your knowledge. Try to write down the answer, what you think the answer is. Keep that answer saved, and inshallah Azawajal, when we come back next week in the beginning of the episode, we will see whether our answer is correct or not. Keep watching Madani channel, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to keep acquiring knowledge of deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to pass this knowledge on to others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.